If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in the future, Contending for the Faith, stay tuned. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. We turn now to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 22, and we'll pick up with verse 25. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. And then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? And he said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum I obtained this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn.
These guys got a little problem now.
They do.
They think that Paul is just some kind of a riffraff, rabble-rouser, and these people, they've got a riot on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to calm it. So they're going to lay on Paul with a cat of nine tails and get him to tell them the truth. He says, Wait a minute, guys. I have some rights. I am a Roman citizen. And what you're doing is not allowable. Now, Tom, it's kind of a bit of a lesson because on the one hand, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. But we have to understand what that really means as well. In other words, it's not revenge on my part. I'm not out to avenge myself. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But that's not what this is a case of. This is a case of people are breaking the law. It's bad enough to get beaten for the name of Christ, but guys, don't be beating me for this, because you're breaking the law. Remember in Philippi, back in chapter 16, Paul again stands up to the rulers, magistrates, because after they've beaten him, and they got their feet in the stocks, lying on their backs, and horrible filth of that prison cell, and they're singing hymns, and the prison door flies open, and so forth. Then word comes from the magistrates, Oh, let these men go. Paul says, Wait a minute. If they want to tell us that we are free now, let them come themselves and tell us. So there were times you stand up for your rights. I remember when we were traveling in the Soviet Union. I mean, this is in Iron Curtain days. And maybe bringing some Bibles or whatever in. It was quite an experience. They could be just vicious against Americans. And you had to stand up to them. For example, they took all my stuff on one occasion, emptied my briefcase, took everything out at the border with Finland. And then they bring it back. There were some gospel tapes in there. Now, I had a real struggle about this. I'd be happy to let them keep them. But I don't know what they're going to do with those gospel tapes. They're going to confiscate them, or then if I don't demand them, because I'm going through everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, wait a minute. We got some tapes that are missing. I want those back too. See, I was afraid that if I didn't do that, then it's a sign of weakness. And then that starts, the things begin to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that I had to stand up to the Soviets. And this is what Paul is doing. And he has a right to do it.
Yeah. And I think for our listeners, myself, I'm thinking about this as well. I don't want this to be license for me to let pride get in the way or be haughty or, again, in my own flesh, do something that could create some problem.
On the other hand, it's not right that the wicked should just trample on the godly. And yet, when you're in a Muslim country, you don't have any choice. They have no laws. They're not law-abiding. They don't go by the rules. Their only rule is, you know, either confess there's no God but Allah, Muhammad is his prophet, we kill you. So all I'm saying, Tom, is it's an example of some discretion that we can and need to use when it seems appropriate.
Dave, obviously the chief captain, he bought his Roman citizenship. I guess you could do that in those days. But Paul answers, no, I was born a Roman citizen.
Yeah, and he's demanding his rights.
Verse 29, then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. And on the morrow, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them.
So, Tom, he's still a prisoner, but he shouldn't have been bound hand and foot like you do when you're going to scourge them. But he's still in custody. And it's interesting, later on, he's going to send a letter and he's going to tell how, when I perceived that he was a Roman citizen,
right,
then I rescued him. No, that's not quite the way it happened, but...
Right. But it's indicative of how we treat ourselves, isn't it? We're always going to put the best face forward and make ourselves look good,
Well,
even when we've blown it.
Right. So, Tom, we're heading into an interesting part here where, you remember, they had to take Paul from Jerusalem with soldiers and horsemen and so forth and get him out of there fast because there were 40 men who had sworn they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And I wondered what happened to them. I guess they...
We know what happened to them, Dave. All of a sudden, they came up with a rationalization. Something, well, what we were thinking about was this condition or that condition. So
yeah.
These guys didn't starve themselves to death. No way.
I don't think so. So, here he is. He's in custody, and now we're going to give the priests, the council, an opportunity to come and state their accusations.
Right.
So that's where we begin chapter 23.
Right. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest, Ananias, commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, "God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. For sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law?"
Well, Tom, this is one of my favorite passages, because there are many places where the Bible challenges us to know the facts. Let me read the next verse. "They that stood by said, revilest thou God's high priest?" And then we have a strange statement from Paul. "Then said Paul, I wist not, or I didn't realize, brethren, that he was a high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." Now, I've asked many Christians, do you see a problem here? We got a real problem. Well, I can tell you, I've got files of what the atheists have said.
Yeah, looks like Paul's a bit clueless here. I mean, shouldn't he know what's going on?
Well, he's come to Damascus. He went to Damascus with authority from the high priest. And he knew these people. And now you got the high priest sitting there in his robes, and Paul says, "Oh, sorry, guys, I didn't realize that was a high priest." What is he, a stranger? Well, Tom, that would be a tough one for us to figure out, except Josephus comes to our rescue.
Josephus, the historian.
Right, Jewish historian. And he explains that Ananias had been deposed from his office of the high priest for misconduct. His successor had been murdered, and Ananias had unlawfully taken that position again. And Paul is saying, "Oh, guy's a high priest. Well, I didn't realize that." He's being a little bit facetious.
And sarcastic.
Sarcastic, right. It's one of these things that the Bible has allowed to be in there so that we can establish the validity of Scripture. You couldn't have written this 100 years later, 200 years later. You wouldn't have been able to put something like that in there. But this is what actually happened, and it is another one of those absolute proofs that the Bible is God's word. It's not written after the fact by some person who made up this story. This is actual history. And Paul, I love Paul. He's got some spunk. He's standing up for what is right. God will smite you, you whited wall. You sit there to command me to be smitten, judging me according to law, and command me to be smitten contrary to the law. God will smite you, you whited wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, maybe sometimes there's an occasion when we need to speak up like that.
Dave and Tom will continue their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. The new video by Dave Hunt is now available from the Berean Call. Is the stage being set for the grand finale? Jerusalem, mentioned an astonishing 800 times in the Bible, is prophesied to play the key role in world destiny. Scores of biblical prophecies concerning Jerusalem have already come to pass, as will those yet to be fulfilled. Discover exciting insight into what will transpire in the days to come. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon shows how the current peace process is fraught with peril and will ultimately lead to Armageddon. How the Antichrist will lead the world's armies to destroy Israel. The truth about the Vatican's intentions and the Palestinian myth. Video host, lecturer, and author Dave Hunt.
We tell the truth about Arafat, who he is, about the PLO, what that is, about the so-called Palestinian people, where even the word Palestine that is commonly used today comes from. I think we clear up a lot of misunderstandings.
Jerusalem's history spans more than 3,000 years, but this city's most significant and critical days are yet to come. Join Dave Hunt for a fascinating and challenging presentation showing how today's headlines mirror biblical prophecy. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. Information on how to order in just a moment. If you would like to expand your knowledge of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that we hope you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 3907. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, Yoga and the Body of Christ. What position should Christians hold? And what is the Kundalini spirit? In Religion in the News, Psychiatrists and Religion. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, will the Mahdi be the Antichrist? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.